Let us review the issues at hand. Here's a halacha. For all issues of business, they revolve around the Shabbat Putin. In Putin, Pidin Aleph. The Bezdin has to treat with equal seriousness the din of a Putin, the din of Odin Aleph. That's Yeshiva Siddayonim, there's an Osir on the Pruta. There's an exception to that. A Shvua. Motive and Mitzvah for Chalap Pachas requires Shtei Ketzer. Why? It requires a double Choshev. Shtei Ketzer is a double Choshev. That's in Shtei Ketzer. It's Momom, it's a shame Momom. And it's not a double chosh. But it's not a double chosh. Quite a double chosh. You know, two double chosh, you buy one double chosh. Now, what is this halacha? Motor b'mitzas has three components to make it to demand a shua. It's a tiny fear of a hodol. What is the shvua about? About the kfir, when I don't want to pay you. That's what it's about. But I need a tiny investment. Hey, it says I have died tiny kfir him by him. And I need a hodah to make myself a mother of a mitzvah. Now, let's get started. Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. What does din of shtei kesef is? Din of the taina machayeves of hashvu, or the kfiras taina, the chalos hashvu? Comes along Tosus and is bothered. And Mar says, again it's Shmuel, the question is whether the two Shmuels are dependent one on the other. Then Eidechav, you just is good enough. Why? To call Mokum Shishnai Machai Moso Mama. Eidechav Machai Bochum. Comes along. Tosa. Make a very interesting conclusion. Shmuel Lishitosa. Where's Tosa? Tosa is coming from a simple thing. You have a halacha, there's no shuas hadayonim on karka. Kiten shoreu kesav kelon lishmo. I'll call vapesh, I'll show achem or sell some, I'll call aveda. No, okay. But that's not said by Eirecha. It's said only by Motiv Mitzvahs and by Shomer. So how do I explain to Eirecha? Tosa comes to the conclusion. When I talk about the Chalos HaShua, on what can be included in a Shua Sadayonim, there's no difference in all the Shuas. All three are the same. There's a difference in the Machayev HaShua. So Shmuel Lishitoso, and therefore Karka is, excuse me, Karka is the Shulchan can't be chal on karka. It can't be chal on karka. So even though that's written by Motiv Mitzvahs and not written by the Echad, but there's an equation between all three of them, the chalos hashem. Okay, that is that's number one. Shmuel Ishitoso says that it's not on the Shtei Kesef is not part of the Macha of the Chalos HaShvua. It's part of the time of the Machayevis. But according to Rav, that's Kfiris Taina Shtei Kesef. So therefore, the Chalos HaShvua can only be on Shtei Kesef. So that applies to Eid Echad as well. Conclusion of Tosis. All three shuls the rice, why is the kesef? Because we paskan like Rav, and according to Rav, then the chalos hashua, and the chalos hashua, everything's equivalent. It's a very clear position Tosus has. Now, Tosus has a problem. How do we read the Gemara? A kesef shnayim, a kesef shnayim. Here's the first teretz in Tosus and the second teretz. Very big difference. When the Gemara says, Yotze Kegel Mashayim, doesn't mean Keli's Shivas of a Keli, that's Roy La Malachto, makes it a Dova Choshev, or does it say something else? Like, that Shivas gives it a Dinomen as well. Because Bezin will sit on something that's Mormon. Something that's not Mormon, Bezin is not going to sit on. I told Tosus has 2 days. The question is, but his value is a Shabbat Kul to put. The Raj becomes an idea, but I have its functional value. It's worth to me much more than a Shabbat. Famous problem in economics. What's more valuable to a person? Water or diamonds? Water. You can't live without water. You can't live without diamonds. What do you pay more money for? Diamonds, not water. Why? What's more valuable should be more valuable. You should pay more for it. No. Because balancing against that is supply and demand. It's easier to get water than it is to get diamonds. But if you're in a desert and desperate, so you pay a lot of money for water. I know if I travel through the night and I have to I'm at an airport and I have to wash my hands out to the Shadayim Shachris. So what I have to do, what do? I need a keli, I need water. So I go buy a bottle of water from one of the restaurant stands there, and I use that bottle until it should die. But they charge around $3 for that. That's an airport. So, because when I need it, I'm going to pay the $3 for the bottle of water. Even though the same water, I go to the tap and I open up, no difference in the water I get from my tap, and it's less than a shovel of fruit. Now there's a separate zeros now. That doesn't mean if there's a functional value to water, much more than a separate din of keli. Keli has a chshivas. Ochel doesn't have a chshivas. Mashka doesn't have a chshivas. Even though there's a functional value to it. Separate din of keli. Now, does that give it a din moment or not? That Tosus says no. Comes along the of high goal, says, yeah, gives it a din moment. If a mazik, let's say a person has a keli worth of pochus mishalopit, and I steal it, if it's intact, Bezim will force me to give it back. But it has a din moment. If I destroy it, I destroy it. So what do I owe the person back? The hefsa is based on replacement value. Replacement value, it's bochus v'shalom to have no chol. So bezmol, let's discuss it. All chiyuvim I have in money are based on replacement value. Mazik, zeila, etc. Now, the Ramban says as follows. When Ramban is attacking with fire, Ramban says, if Bezdin will sit under the cloud, and Yeshiva's Bezdin, Pachos B'Shem Pruta. That Yeshiva's Bezdin, Pachos B'Shem Pruta. The Mekana Shanisha with it. Okay. And that's clearly not true. So what is the Ramban? What is the Ramban's logic? And where does the Rashba come in against the Ramban's logic? Ramban says there's one shuma. I evaluate everything against market value. There's no other shuma. That's it. Everything's market value. That's it. So, if Chashivas gives it a din moment, even though it's not worth a shavu pruta, but Chashivas gives it a din moment, so that means to Makadosh and Ish is a Maisa Kinyan. For Maisa Kinyan, you need a moment. If that's true, Bezel sit on Paul's Mishavu pruta. That's not true. So the Rajva, in order to answer the Ramban's kashas, what does the Rajva answer? No. The Shuma, its value to me is more than a Shavu Pruta. And for certain things in the Torah, we go to market value, and certain things with a separate Xeris HaKosev, I go to functional value. And as long as its functional value is more than a Shavu Pruta, so Bezin isn't sitting on Pachos Mishavu Pruta, Bezin's sitting on more than a Shavu Pruta. To do a Maitse Kenyan, I need the din moment, which is based on Shavu Pruta. If it gives it a din moment, that means for any, I give Makadosh an issue with the Keli, Pachos Mishavu Pruta, because it has a din moment. So says the Rashba. Because we use a different Shuma. It's not, I view it as more than a Shavu Pruta. Coming from a different angle. And therefore, Makadosh Shanisa, Pachos Mishavu Pruta. Now, what does the Gemara in Kedusha say? You make more Kedusha. Now, where do we get this idea that Kaylee has Din Maman? It begins from the Gemara here and flipping the Gemara around. Gemara says, we say, Ishinikness, which also draw a corner. The Kesef Shtar Babia. Why did I have to give a number? Tell me other things on Konish. What is it? Chlip. Why would I think Chlip would work? Because we're learning about Xer Shava Kirchen Kirchen Mestayafon. And learning about Xer Shava Kirchen Kirchen Mestayafon. It started as Nikna Bachlip. Very simple. So why not? What it says? The aim of Hachanami. Chlipin is no pochus mishavaput. Nev chlipin less than mishavaput. The issue with pochus mishavaput ro machin ash. So, says the Rashba, there are three separate ways of dealing with this Gemara. Way number one, the chitin is lili midin kesef. Then, pachas a keli pachas meshava pruta, and is why does it work in a normal kenyan? Works in a normal kenyan because it has a din mamon. Isha is something separate. Not only the mom plus factor X. 11 factor X's at this point. And I said, no. The Morris says, what's the Salkadakto? And he's very happy. And the Rajman in many places in Shas. Many, many places in Shas. Talks about Kesef. Sleep and Conor made in Kesef. It's happening. Then he has a second shot. He's not so willing to give up the idea of Sleep and Conor. There are two types of King and Kesef. One that you do with value, and one that you do with a Kaylee. They both are midin kesef. One is I do with value, I need yosef mishava prut. One I do with chlipin, I need davke keli, I can't use 10 pounds of potatoes, I need a davke keli, and it's a separate type of kinyan kesef. But since a woman does not have a nichusa, she doesn't want to be married in such a kinyan, so therefore, the Kenyan Kesef that is for Isha is like the sort of Maris and Machpeh that requires value rather than the other type of Kesef. But then it becomes a separate din and Kedushin again. Or Chlipin has nothing to do with Kesef. Not at all. And so I can't use that. And maybe for all purposes in the Torah, it doesn't have a din moment, a separate Zeres HaKosef. In my Kedah Mishnah, the Zov Choshen, that whole Zeres HaKosef tells me what? Now, the Gamish food has a din moment. Very limited. And those are the three options if you go against the sheet of the Ramban. Now, and in different, and the Raj is back and forth in different places of Mishas about Kedah Pachas Meshava Prut. Different places. The Rambam is very clear. Let's see the Rambam and Torah in a minute. I'm trying to understand the Rambam. Here, okay. First, as a hakdama, there's something to drink. There's something to drink. There's some tea and some of those things. The Rambam compared base. Quotes Rimi Gash. Like this. The Mishnah says, "Einish boyin, al tainus cheresh show to the cut." Cotton shehifke biyad golem. A cotton gave it because to a golem. O hishon. Harizah golem nishba shuos hashem. You know why? She ain't the nishba betainus a cotton. Kedeshin no my nishba. So the problem, the Rimi guys came up with a brand new idea. You ask the question, what is the Machayel of the Shul? Is the Machayel of the Shul? The Taina. What does it mean, Einish Baral? Where the Taina is a Taina, Machayeves, then I require a Taina of a Godel. But that's not where Shuas Hashem is coming from. Shuas Hashem is coming from something else. Shuas Hashem the Shmir is the Machayev. I don't care about the time. He agrees he's a shomer. He owes him one of three things. Shua, money, object. Zeh. He says, She'ain zeh nishba b'tainas ha'kotin, k'dei she'noma ein nishbo an al tainas ha'kotin. He spells out the lambdas very, very clear. Now, when the Rambam comes to which shuas require shtei kesef and which shuas don't require shtei kesef, he says like this: the opposite of Tosis. On the one hand, in the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, that's the Rambam passage. It's like Rav, right? But then he says, but when he gets to Eid Echod, or he gets to Shuas Hashamim, what does he say? It's like this.
It's right there.
What?
It's right there.
It says, Hey, it all of Eid Echod, Rafilo Kofa Lebe Pluto, is he Shava? Why should come welcome Shishnaim Machayev Motsum Om, okay. So what does he say? Shuas Hashomrim, I understand why, and for a very simple reason. Where I need a tiny mechayevet, he says, then I need shtei kesef. But Shuas Hashomrim is not tiny mechayevet. What is the mechayev? I need an eid echod. The eid echod is the mechayev. We'll see that. We're going to come back to that. The whole big issue in Ramban and Rishonim, unbelievable machlokes Rishonim. What's the machayev in Eid Echod? So he says he comes from a very different angle. He comes from an angle that says it's only a din, and it's only a din in Motor Bemitzis. Even though the parsha is talking also about Shomrim, the Ram has to sort of split the parsha in two. There's no Tana Mechayevus. Okay. Now, this is, so, comes along the Ramban, and says, wait a second. No. The parsha in the Torah, we'll see everything inside. The parsha in the Torah is talking about Shmuel Shasharman and Moreh B'Mitzvahs. So both require Eid Echon. The parsha in the Torah doesn't talk about that. B'chol. Now we have to get back to Tosus's problem. Tosus's problem says, wait a second. But Tosus had a different problem. What about Karka? You kind of have that klal as a general klal. But what about Karka? Shnayim mechayvim Karka. Vedech is not mechayv shuan Karka. Number one. So Tosus said, no. You don't understand. Tosus has a very glatt mahalach. A very glatt mahalach. Says Tosus, there's what's machayim the shua and is what the shua is about. And shtei kesef, that's the machlok between Rav and Shmuel. There's an equation between all the shuas and what the shua is about. That's karka, according to Shmuel Shtei Kesef. It's a total equation. On the other hand, he says, the Tosa says, that according to Rav, according to Shmuel, it's in the Tanya Machayevas. And what's in an Eid Echol, what is the Machayevas Shua? Tanya plus Eid Echol. So Tosus has a very glatt way of explaining everything. That's very neat. He has one little hitch. He has to say one Shmuel is totally in the other Shmuel. Okay. He's not bothered by that. Other Rishonim separate the two Shmuels. So what we're going to have to understand is very simple. What are they about? Now, what the Rambam, what does he think about Keli Polis Mishava Pruta? So, I showed you Rambam Perek Zayin Hilchos Meila Halacha Vav. Rambam says it has a din momen, and you can use it for Maitse Kenya, except what Maitse Kenya can't use it for? Isha. Can't use it for Isha. Any other Kenyan. And the Ram says that in Hilchos Ishus. There is. Ram always quotes Gemaras. What's very interesting is how he sometimes editorializes the Gemara. There's halacha. Let's say I'm a Kaddish in Isha with a certain vegetable. And here it's not worth a Shavah Pruta. So she's suffering with Kodeshes. Why? Shema Shavah Pruta B'modai. Maybe there's another place in the world it's worth a Shavah Pruta. Yeah. That is when the Rambam quotes his halacha, he says either a food that's pachas mishava pruta, or a keli pachas mishava pruta. Maybe this keli is worth a shava pruta in modai. Ah, that means if I know it's not worth a shava pruta anywhere, it can't be mekadesh an ishah with it. Against Tosus, against Rav Hai. So why not? Because the Rambam has different halacha and kedushin. And that halacha and kedushin is when the Rambam explains why you can't be makadesh with the matono manas lahachzer, why you can't be makadesh milva. Is, for instance, let's say I do the following. I have a halva. Rabbi Spiro here owes me 10,000 shekels. I don't want to have to chase him for it, so I go over to woman. Hari Amu Kudeshus Lee, and I'm giving you the chov, 10,000 shekel, that Yaakov Spiro owes me. Kudeshus. What does she get? Now she has to chase him. Okay. but she gets a chov of 10,000 shekels. I gave her something. But let's say the woman owes me 10,000 shekels. Say, I'm a kaddish of you. I'm giving you back the loan. You don't have to pay. Says the Rav Nama Kudesh is why. She didn't get, and you have to get something your nana from. She didn't get anything concrete. She's nana. Rav has a concept of kesef shel hano. So I look at kesef shel hano. What is the hano you get? Kaylee Paul's Michelle Puta, I look at its market value. It's not Kaylee, not kesef shel hano.
Yes. So in the halal between the ishus and shulis hashemir, I mean by ishus, you have to, you're talking about shavis that a woman's supposed to get something, but by shulis hashemir, you're talking about kiyuzel, whether he was made.
Let's back up. There is a concept called a maisa kinyan. You can do a maisa kinyan with mamon. Now, for instance, let's say I want to sell you my house. I don't know what my house is worth. Let's say it's worth 1 million shekels. Okay. So, what do you do? You'll give me a karkas nikna, but kesef shtar b'chazaka. Kesef. What do? You give me a shava pruta. I take the shava pruta. You buy my house, and you owe me the 1 million shekels. The maisik is for the shava pruta. Can you use a kelly pochel for shavuot? The answer is yes. Because the Rambam, where does the Rambam say? Then Hilchos Meila, pidyon hekdeshus is a maisa kinyan kesef. Menasan hakesef ukomlo. Pasuk says. And the Rambam writes that you can use a kelly pochel for shavuot. The Rambam Paskins and Toin Venitin, like Rav Hai, that if I ask you for two machtim and you answer me machadechon and each one is worth pochas mishava pruta, you still have to take a shuas hasham. So it has a din moment. Not only in Toin Venitin, it has a din moment, but it has a din moment also where in Maisa Kenyan. Now the Kenyan of Anisha is learned out from the Kenyan of Karka. It's the same din in Kesef. So what is it? The woman has to get kesef in order to create the ishus. It's a maisa kinyan that creates a kinyan iser. One is a kinyan mom and a kinyan iser, but the same maisa kinyan that creates both. So, and we learn one out from the other. That's exactly because of kicha kicha mstayer from me. The maisa kinyan of kesef of sada is the same as the maisa kinyan of kesef for yishus. But they're different. Rambam writes, maisa kinyan of kesef for sada is the same as the maisa kinyan of pinyan hakdeishus. That's the pasuk when nasan had kesef for kamla. But somehow yishus falls by the wayside. Why? I said for a very simple reason. Ishus, besides Kenyan Kesef, there is another requirement. That other requirement is what? That the Kenyan of Ishus requires a certain type of Kesef called Kesef Shel Hanra. She has to get something concrete. And even though she's getting a piece of property, if it's not a concrete, it's not Kesef Shel Hanra, and it is enough for Kenyan Kesef. For instance, if, let's say, I owe you 1 million shekel, and you want to buy my house for 1 million shekel, so no problem. What's the kesef kinyan? I have a shtar chov on you for 1 million shekel. I'm handing it to you. I say, I'm being makna that chov back to you. Now you owe yourself 1 million shekel, which means nothing. Okay? But you get my house. The Rambam says, Kenyan's a perfect Kenyan. Perfect Kenyan. Can use it for the Shavaprut of Kark. Use it for the Shavaprut of Pinyanek. You can, now, Kaylee Pohi, why can't I use it for Makadish and Isha with it?
because Isha is the halacha of Kesef Shalhano. You need, she has to get something concrete. And I just hand her back the star that I have on her. What does she end up with? Nothing. But if I hand her the star that I have on Yaakov's bureau, she ends up with something. That's the halacha of Kesef Shalhano. So why it's good for all kinyonim, all purposes of kesef, yeshivas bezdin, shuas hadayonim, everything. But there's only one thing it's not valuable for. That's kedusha yeshiva. The Rashba doesn't have this concept of kesef shalhano. And so for the Rashba, he had a question. Isn't Mormon or not Mormon? If Mormon, you can use it for a Kenyan. If not Mormon, you can't use it for a Kenyan. That's where he was caught, and he didn't have sort of the escape hatch the Rambam had, because the Rambam has his concept. He learned it out from the Sugya Makadosh B'Milva of Kesef Shalhano. Now, this is what the Rashi was all about, and these are the issues. For instance, why should I need Kesef Shalhano? For a very, very simple reason. There's a Rash from Bo Metzia that Sade Dalet. Rash from Bo Metzia that Sade Dalet. That's Meretz Hashem, those of you who will be in the shir next year, we're going to spend a long time on that Rash. Rash says some Yasod, which is a Sod in every business contract in the world. It's an umdina that I cannot be mischayev unless I get something. There's an umdina no one gives unless he gets. Anyone who ever signed a contract knows, in consideration of XYZ, I mean, you have to have what they call in American legal terms a consideration. I'm getting this and I'm giving you that. So, you don't give unless you get. So getting is not only for the purpose of a Maitzei Kinyan, it's for the Gemira's Das of a Kinyan. In order to say that I have Gemira's Das in a Kinyan, I have to get something. And that's what we call Konu Miyod. And that's Klal Gadol the Rashba has. Rashba says, what about Kinyan Suter? This is, that's me, Tam Ketzah. I'm getting Keli Pochus, which I'll approve to the. So, why? Because the Rajah can say, I'm getting something. Why does the Rajah say, I'm getting something? Because the Rajah works with his idea of this double Shuma. For the purpose of Kinyan Suder, what do we say? I look at the Shuma, not of the market value, I look at the functional value. It's enough for Gemara's Das. Oh, not everyone says that. That's why the Rajah is willing to agree. That Katie Parker's and Shelley Putin kind of an issue with it. She's getting something concrete, functional value. Ram said, no. I agree with you that Kesef Shalhano is a din in Gemira's Das, but I don't agree with you on the concept of functional value. Just want to show you how all of these ideas play out in a million different places. Okay, now let's take a look. We're going to recycle all of these ideas as we go through all the Rishonim here. You'll see, by the time you finish turning the ideas around in every different situation, you'll be able to play with it. Now, we have a Ramban.
Maybe is it possible that less than a shavu puta, assuming it's not a kli, it's for sure not mammon?
What?
Is that?
Yeah, 100% push. It's like more. It's more push than 2 + 2 = 4. It's as push as 2 = 2. Okay. Nowadays, in the twisted minds of the liberal intellectual world. Plus two could be four, it might be four, it's very often four, but you never say anything in absolute. In the twisted minds of the non-thinking intellectuals. Okay. Ramban. Now, this Ramban is key because we're going to have to compare the Ramban with all the different Rishonim, as each one is trying to define different aspects of Shul. Well, Tain is Milva on the Mem of Aleph. He says like this. Tain is Milva Ador Seder. Afil Otonu Elo. Oh, where's that? There's a problem with you have the green one here? Yeah, this first paragraph is a little twisted. Yeah. It says that. Ekin the daiki mi karmin and tainus mavarmin and nami tano. Almo ein ish boyin be edus eichot elo but taino lukfira. It says like this. Is what is the what is the machayiv? We're getting back to the idea. What is the machayiv of shuas eichot? The taina plus the eichot or the eichot alone? He says, "Well, take a look in the Gemara." As the Gemara said, "Ayidei taina kfira heimar." Apparently, the taina plus the eichot of the machayiv of the shuah. Remind Nafkamina, what's the machayiv of shuah? We saw by Shomrim what the Rambam says is the nafkamina of machayiv is what? Cotton. Maybe he says something else. No, taina shema. I come in, I say, maybe you owe me 10,000 shekel. And, but I have an eidechot who says you do owe me 10,000 shekel. But I really don't know, maybe. Eidechot saw that you're the one who went into my house last night and smashed all the windows, and that's what's going to cost me to fix 10,000 shekel. But I don't know if you did it. I know the eidechot told me. Does he have to take a shvua? I didn't go into your house last night and smash all the windows. It says, but if the machayiv of the shvua is the eidechot says it. Machayiv shvua is the taina plus the eidechot. I don't have a taina. I don't know you did. A taina shem is not a taina. The taina kloma she taano bara. Taina shem is going shom ali eidechot shenatal to mishaliv money. No, an eidechot said you came into my house and you walked out with over 10,000 shekel. It's nothing. Well, kofa maybe it's head. He says, "Pata mishuhov lotano taina's bari." Okay. Rav Rabbeinu Ephraim zal tamidu shavib yitzro kach daitam. Who says this? This is now a major machlokas rishonim. And what the major machlokas rishonim is going to revolve around is as follows. Two possible pshatim. The Rif and the Rambam are of the opinion that even with a tiny shem, could be for one of two reasons. Either because al yidei the eidechot have become a tiny shem, or the Eidechot by himself as well. My nafkamina between these two pshatim, cotton. Is a tiny cotton plus an Eidechot enough to Machayev Yeshua? So why? If the Rambam says, why Yeshua Shashomrim A with a cotton Machayev Yeshua, why? Because I don't need a tiny to be Machayev Yeshua. The Etzim Mishmir is the Machayev. So if this is so, so what about Eidechot with cotton? If the Eidechot by himself is the Machayev Yeshua, so I don't look at the time. So what does Rabbeinu Ephraim say? What does the Ramban say? What does the Gemara say? Ayi de tanya ukfir hein bayim. It's a tanya plus the eight echot. So I need a tanya's bari, and I need a echot. And an eight echot, as he's going to spell it out very clearly, is not enough to say that I'm a bari. By what about if two Adam say that you walked into my house and walked out with 10,000 shekel last night? Then I don't have to know about it. I'm saying two Adam said it. I'm a bari. And you owe me money.
He needs a tiny though, even with his two Adam?
If I don't walk into Bezin and ask for the money, Bezin's not going to tell him to give me the money.
You're coming first. And then
I walk into Bezin. I walk into Bezin and I say, he owes me money. If I don't lodge a claim, Bezin goes to sleep. I have to lodge a claim, and then Bezin wakes up. So Bezin asks me, how do you know? I dreamed in a dream. Bezin said, you go back to sleep. Okay. I'd say, I have Shnei Edim Kshayrim that said it. Bezin said, okay, fine. Then, you are now asking for the money. You have a right to ask for the money.
And even a cotton could give you the cotton?
We'll get there. Now, you see why all of these ideas are totally one's building on the other, it all comes together.
Okay, why doesn't the Bezin have a chiv to return the money just because of Sama Damriach?
If you don't care about your money, Bezin doesn't have to care about your money more than you care about the money. Okay? Bezin doesn't have to care about your money. Bezin has to care about your money only if you care about your money. If I leave the windows open and I have a sign on my door, you know, there is cash all over the house. I leave the door open, the windows open, etc. And I go on vacation. So Bezin doesn't have to call me up. You know, you'll have to win.
You have a guy who's too scared to come to court, or he can't.
That's when we say Psach Picholila. That's a separate issue. When you say Psach Picholila, when that's a din of Taninan. Sometimes Bezin acts on your behalf when you are incapable of acting on your behalf. But if you're capable of acting on your behalf, Bezin doesn't have to worry more about your money than you worry about your money. Okay. So what is the raya the Rambam drinks from our Gemara? That they tainu kfir him born. But a tainu means tainu is boring. Rabbeinu Ephraim brought it from the Gemara of Matzia. He says, but that is not necessary. The Gemara Bava Metzia, I didn't bring the raya. I brought the raya from here. The Gemara there means tviya. It's not alpi dina taina. That means I have to show Bezin and I care about her. That's all. Now, there are two things. Telling Bezin you care about her. And number two, is it the tiny part of the Machayev? The Gemara just said, all you know from the Gemara there, he says, that you have to go into Bezin and ask for the money. If you don't ask for the money, Bezin's not going to jump into the picture. Our honor we pay, the Gemara there is not talking about Eid Echad. It's Gilgul Shua of Eid Echad. That we'll have to see. We will see. For those of you who want to prepare ahead, there is on this topic. There's a Rashba and Kedusha Daf Kof Chesam Aleph. Go through this whole Inyan very, very thoroughly. Besides the Rashba's here. Okay. Rabbi Yosef Alevi calls up Shemesh Bono Pieda for Ella Batan's word. The Rabbi Rabbeinu Agoda Yitzchak Alfasi lo kach daita. What is the case? Here's a case that the Rif brings later on in the seventh parak. Someone comes into my house and walks out with money. And let's say he someone walks out, walks into my house, and an Eid Echot sees him walking out with the silver becher I use Friday night for Kiddush. Okay. I come to Beis Din, I said, I don't know that he took it. And Eid Echot told me he took it. If two Eidim would come and say he walked out of my house with that silver becher, so Chayav Moment. Why? They don't. What is he tying? He tying is he sold it to me. Lekuchli biyadi. I didn't steal it. It was sold to me. Okay. But if I tying, I never sold it. So what's the halacha? Halacha chazak kumasha tachas yadod amaru shalom. Whatever is in my possession, Beis Din assumes belongs to me, unless I know otherwise. How does Beis Din know whether these eyeglasses belong to me? Because I'm wearing them. That's chazak kumasha tachas yadod amaru shalom. So if that becher is in my house, it's under my control, I have a mochzak on it, so it's mine. He tines it sold. Now, I don't tie, I don't know whether he stole it, I don't know whether he didn't steal it. So, but an Eid Echot says he walked out with it. So, what's the halach on such a case? Yeah, the Rif and the Rambam both say, since two Eidim would be Mechayev Mammon, in Eid Echot is Mechayev Eshua. I tain a Shema. I don't care. I tain a Shema. It's enough. Rimi Garsh says there's no tain. Now, we can interpret that in one of two ways. Either the Eid Echot turns me into a Bari, or the tain is not part of the Mechayev. The Rambam and the difference, you'll see the Rambam and the Rosh. Rosh says that I agree with the Rif, and as a result, Tainus Kotn and Eid Echot is Machayev Eshua. I disagree. The Rambam says Eid Echot and Kotn is not Machayev Eshua. So, Bal Korcha, what do you have to explain the Rambam as? The Eid Echot turns my Shema into a Bari, just like the Eid Echot would, two Eidim would turn it. And the Rambam look, Kol Mokam Shishnai Machayev also Momen. Eid Echot Machayev Eshua. Why? Kol Mokam, anywhere, even with a tiny Shema. Why? Because the Shnei Eidim turned me into a Bari, so an Eid Echot will turn me into a Bari. To see the ideas that are going back and forth between them. Now let's, he says, the Rif disagrees with it. He says, Rimi Garsh disagreed with his Rebbe. About the case of the Gedeva. The Rambam is Perigimel Hilchos Zeilu Aveda. Zeilu Aveda. This is Perigimel. Dalin, halachah yud gimel. Hoyer shom eid echot, bilvad. While a bayis toin shegozel hu keliza. While a bayis says it's gozel. V'halo omer lo kuach hu b'yod. Or b'chov gilisi. I collected on a chov. Or at a begotten. You have to give it back. Below, why? Ilu hoyer shom shnei eidim chayev l'shalem. She'ein shom eid echot chayev shua. Okay, then it becomes like Natschel or Baba, that in the Chuyu Shuvayin or Chodesha. Rambam says here, he's Mechayev Eshua. So says the Raglan, I don't understand what the man's talking about. Zehu Teim, Meyach Shabbal Abayisol, Hoysham, I wasn't there when the person walked out of my house. Eich Yesh Kantayin is Bori, Kadesh Yezem Chuyu Shuvayin or Chodesha. Okay. Udvarov heim divrei harabzal. All he's coming is off the riff. Okay. So now let's continue. Now let's continue reading in the Rambam. Okay. The Kromas here. He says, but he says, this is an Omer Kukul here. Rabbeinu Agoro, okay. Pro Masim Dikach, Kodach Sibu Chol Oven Ochol Chatzis, Chol Oven Ochata Loko, Omer Shua. Do me the Shnayim B'mama, Masim D'Tanya B'Hedja. And there's a cloud wherever two Edom are Machayev Mammon, Edachot is Machayev Ashur. And don't tell me we don't learn from the clothes. We all learn. Okay. He says, Uber Shalmi. Okay, so he says, even though he began, Iki the Daiki, some people want to say from our Gemara that you need a Taina Machayevus. He says, no, the Rif didn't say it. And we have a cloud wherever two people, Machayev Mammon, Edachos, Machayev Ashur. We show me, okay, to be Shalmi, Doko, Bahachlava. Yerushalmi asks a kasha in this cloud. What's Yerushalmi's kasha? What about karka? What about knas? She'en nishbon b'knas, perish shmuel. Ha'chikom, kol dovash nishbon all of Edachod, Machayev Ashur. So we're talking now, what is Shmuel saying? Shmuel's saying this in Yerushalmi. Remember, now Shmuel is talking that wherever we're talking about the Chalos HaShua, wherever a Shua is Chal, wherever two Edim and Machayev Mammon and a Shua can be Chal on it. In Eidechor is Machayev Ashur. But it's not a halacha that Eidechor is always Machayev Ashur, because there's certain things that are not subject to Shur. Karak is not subject to Shur. What about Lesson Shtei Kesef? Is that subject to Shur? Well, Shmuel says, what does Shmuel say? So that's where Tosis brought all of Shmuel together. Okay. So, now, that's Yerushalmi. Now, and the Ramban goes on. We get to Shem B'li Neder. Sunday we will go through this entire Ramban. And we'll go to Ramban here and the Rajba here. We'll go through the Rajma Kedushin. The Rajma Kedushin here, yes. Chavzayin Chavches. Chavches. And take a look in the Rosh. The Rosh is the one who comes and says, according to the logic of the Rif, he says, what's the logic of the Rif? The logic of the Rimigash. That wherever you don't need a tiny Tim of a Chayiv, it's good enough. And they prove it from Shmira about what? The Taina Shema. Therefore, a cotton is Machayev Ashur in Eidechot. No. And that will be a shembly that we'll see on Sunday.